So last Sunday, at this same time, the group of students and adults from Redeemer who attended the ELCA youth gathering were gathered with about 30,000 others. Imagine that, 30,000 Lutherans gathered from around the country in Ford Field, the home of the Detroit Lions, for the closing worship service. I imagine it might have been the largest worship service in the world. And it featured an amazing cast of speakers, worship leaders, and musicians, and it was an incredible way to end a transformative, for many, even life-changing week of faith formation, worship, fellowship, and service. I invited our 8 youth gathering student participants to speak this morning, and although some of them are on vacation, some have returned to work after taking almost a whole week off, and others are taking part in sporting events this morning. We do have a couple of brave souls who wore their orange t-shirts with me this morning, who are going to be help me speak briefly about our experience at the youth gathering. As they make their way forward, I'm going to have Eric go ahead and play a brief video from the gathering for you to watch. And the theme of our gathering, you can see it on our t-shirts, is Rise Up Together. So I'm going to invite Natalie and Allie forward. Go ahead, Eric.
We're at the Gleaners Food Bank sorting sweet potatoes and cereal for the less fortunate.
For our hungry neighbors.
It's amazing. It's a really good feeling that we can get out and help people in need and help the helpers.
Jesus is.
This is my body given for you.
This is not a city attempting to transition into another city. It's just Detroit. It's churches and old buildings that lean like drunk lovers but still open every Sunday for worship. It's Coney Island hot dogs and bagel pop on the days when you want to feel like you are the only one told a secret. It's what up, though.
Lord Jesus, you promised wherever two or more are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst of them. Well, Lord, there are a whole lot more than two of us here tonight.
That's the next video, Eric. You can go ahead and shut that
down.
We're
in Detroit.
Thanks, Eric. Go ahead, Allie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allie, and I had the great opportunity to go on this trip, which was amazing. And something that really touched me was during this worship that we had worship every single night at Ford Field, which is the football stadium, as Nate was telling you, and there was 30,000 people, which was pretty crazy. Like, that would never really happen. That's your only chance. So it was really cool, and everyone was singing and dancing, and they kind of just let go of everything, like they had at home, kind of, and all their problems and everything. We all came together, and it was just kind of an amazing experience to have, ever. And there was a lot of speakers that were very powerful to everyone, and they had a lot of, we felt really empowered to make a change in our communities and in the world. Like, when you all come together, we can really make an impact. So that's what I really took away from it, and you could really feel God's presence in the building as we were all singing together and everyone kind of let go, and it was just a really amazing experience.
Good morning. I would like to start by thanking you all for your financial donations and helping make this trip a reality, and also for praying for us along the journey. We had an amazing experience. Something that I really took away is when we first entered Detroit, this church had a sign outside, and it said, "Where are our heroes?" And at the end, when we were leaving on the last day, the sign changed, and it said, "Thank you, ELCA Youth." So I think that really showed the city's response to our coming and what we did. Our service project was cleaning up abandoned homes to make the neighborhood a safer, better place for those still remaining in the houses. And another really huge moment for us was when we were working, people would drive by, roll down their windows, and just say thank you. There were people who didn't even live in the houses, but the community itself was just so grateful for our work. And 30,000 youth coming together can really make a big difference. So I thank you all for your contributions.
So Detroit was a pretty unlikely home for an ELCA youth gathering. Once Detroit was the fourth largest city in the USA, home of the Ford, General Motors, and other major car manufacturers, it's a city that's experienced much hardship and seen serious decline. It's a city that saw more than half of its population exit after the economic downturn. Detroit recently has a reputation for being a violent city, and until recently, some Detroit residents would celebrate on the eve of Halloween by setting fire to abandoned buildings. Many of Detroit's buildings, including houses, factories, stores, theaters, even a railway station, stand in ruins or have been demolished. As Natalie said, during our day of service, we went into a neighborhood that one of the current residents described as a once wonderful place to live, with beautiful homes and great neighbors. But it's now a neighborhood that's been mostly abandoned. Of the 30 or so houses in that neighborhood, only 5 have current residents living in them. So we went up to clean out the yards around those abandoned houses in that neighborhood so those dilapidated houses could be boarded up and eventually either demolished or hopefully sold to new owners who would restore them. Detroit, Michigan, the home of Motown music and a city that played an important role in the Underground Railroad and in the industrialization of the U.S., is often now described as one of the most segregated cities in the U.S., and it's documented as one of the poorest cities in our nation. Detroit struggles to support its infrastructure and to provide public services for its needy inhabitants. Yes, Detroit was an unlikely home for an ELCA youth gathering. And it's a city that could say with the writer of Ecclesiastes that for everything there is a season to build industry and a time to let those industries fold, a season to thrive and a time to decline, a season to build buildings and a time to demolish them, a season to celebrate prosperity, and a time to lament economic downturn. When Ecclesiastes was written, Israel was in a similar situation with Detroit in that it was not what it used to be. The people of Israel only could then hold memories of the way things had been in the past. When Ecclesiastes was written, Jerusalem had been taken over by foreign rulers. Israel, a nation that was once powerful and strong, was now small and weak in comparison to what it once was. In the middle of all of this despair, the author of Ecclesiastes, a word in Hebrew that means preacher or teacher, or one who leads a congregation, is searching for some meaning in life. this Ecclesiastes, this teacher or preacher from Israel, decides that much of life can lead to feelings of emptiness, even meaninglessness, and it's reflected in this book, a book that to many people seems like a real downer. And those skeptics have a point. I mean, this book uses the Hebrew word hevel, a word often translated as vanity, but a better translation is probably meaninglessness, absurdity, or vapor. He uses that word hevel about 25 times. The author doesn't want the reader to miss the point that he sees much meaninglessness, absurdity, and much that is fleeting, like vapor, in life. For this author, part of the way out of that absurdity and meaninglessness, one way to move through these feelings that life is fleeting, is in naming what so many of us seem to decide. That there is a time for everything, and sometimes that's just the way it is, and there's not really much we can do about it. Yet we also have to acknowledge that Ecclesiastes does not contain the fullness of the gospel. This author does not have the concept of the resurrection like we do. The city of Detroit, that unlikely site for an ELCA youth gathering, could echo the sentiment of Ecclesiastes and say, yes, there is a season. That's just the way it is. What's the point of trying to rebuild? Now is a season to tear down, to let die. That's just the way it's supposed to be now. It's all hevel. It's all meaninglessness and absurdity anyway. Or they could claim the promise of the gospel and of resurrection, and the words of Revelation that say, he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I make everything new. And although our media would have us believe that Detroit is on the verge of collapse, the residents of Detroit and those who attended the youth gathering there know a very different story. They see the season of the city as one of new birth and great hope. It's a story of resurrection. Yes, the city has faced its share of challenges, but there is great effort at work to grow and revitalize Detroit. And Detroit is a city that has demonstrated remarkable hope and tenacity in the face of much despair. There are new companies moving into the city, and many young adults are beginning their career in Detroit. Detroit has a rich history with great art and architecture. It has popular sports teams and many new employment opportunities, all of which are attracting new residents. Detroit is also the home to many faithful churches, including many ELCA congregations, who are living out their faith in new and exciting ways. Grace in Action Church is one such example. Grace in Action is an ELCA faith community dedicated to reclaiming the mission of the church, being transformed by God and each other, and building a more just society for all of God's people. The ministries in Grace at Action are inspired by the visions and dreams of the people in that community, and they host a number of community building events, like an open mic night, citizenship classes, and many prayer groups. And the 30,000 ELCA youth from around the country who rose up together to proclaim healing and wholeness in the city of Detroit not only worked with children's programs, worked in food shelves and community gardens, and worked to help revitalize neighborhoods by cleaning them up. They also donated more than 1 million diapers to families in need in the Detroit area. And they raised more than $400,000 for ELCA's Walk for Water campaign to support clean water projects around the world. The city of Detroit and our youth is a demonstration of the fact that God is still at work, working for renewal, working for healing and wholeness in our world. In our baptisms, we have the washing of rebirth and renewal. In the Lord's Supper, we receive forgiveness. We receive new life and salvation. And as the people of Detroit and Christians around the world rise up together to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, the one who brings renewal and meaning and hope to the hevel, to the absurdity and meaninglessness this life can seem to bring, may we too rise up together with the gospel of Jesus Christ, a gospel of meaning and hope and new life in the face of absurdity and meaninglessness in our world. To close, I want to share a video that highlights some of our work together this week. And it's a demonstration of a season of new life.